Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am celebrating, continuing to celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Tracy Eads is our guest, our good friend, founder of CFG, Commercial Finance Group, CFG.net. Check out that website, and if you'd like to grow your business and you need some capital, and maybe you're not getting the kind of response from your bank that you like, Tracy not only can help you get that capital, but also get you turned around and become to the point where you can become bankable. And then you got two good partners. You got Tracy and you got your bank talking to you. Tracy, I had to do that. I wasn't bankable for years ago. I had a good banker who believed in me, and he kind of did for me what you're doing for your folks. He doled me out a little bit. He gave me a little leash, a little rope. And he said, okay, you can either build a ladder or a noose. You decide. and right now, you know, decades later, that bank is in my books. I thank them by name in the acknowledgments, because if it weren't for a good bank that helped me become bankable, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. And just the ability to go from being unbankable to where, as I said, I just send him an email and say, hey, this is what I need. He says, okay, I'll have Ann call you when it's ready for you to sign. And, you know, we tease back and forth about the interest rate, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing I would say is, you know, back then and the difference of back then and today, other than just the regulatory environment, you had a much more in-depth base of knowledge from banker to banker to banker.
That's
than
right.
You do today.
Yeah.
We've created an environment where we've tried to silo some of the different tasks within the bank. And in those silos, you've got some people that don't have a clue of credit. So it's really incumbent on the business owner to make sure that he's talking with somebody that understands not just his business, but the whole credit aspect.
Well, see, that's the reason why I encourage small business owners to stay with community banks. Because when you walk into a community bank, you're not very far away from somebody who understands what you just said.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And relationship. There is still such a thing as relationship banking with community banks.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah, and they're going to be able to, in a lot of cases, provide that as your analogy, the rope or the noose or the ladder.
Yeah.
They can give you a little bit more rope than. The larger banks who are tied up, you know, with a lot more regulatory environment.
But your stuff,
stronger,
Tracy, when you come in, you're a lot more creative in the way you approach these things. Give us some examples about how that would work.
So, you know, it's our capital we're putting out. We're not regulated, but I've got to stand up to the reviews of who we borrow from, which are institutional banks. But we're able to take a company. I was given an example. A business that ran into some real challenging times as a result of the recession, almost had lost his business, basically had liquidated some personal assets, put the money back into the business, assured the bank that he's going to get out of it. We were introduced into the picture. We were able to take the bank out of the working capital facility, gave him a much more availability that he needed to meet the pent-up demand for his services.
Your covenants are not as onerous as their covenants.
We are extremely covenant light. We're driven more by the executability of the business on the collateral of manufacturing or servicing they're doing.
Than dotting a bunch of regulatory I's and crossing a bunch of T's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The banks want to see, you know, certain ratios.
Right.
I want to see execution on what they can ship and the customer's payments and their ability to
But they've got to be making progress toward quality. Don't they?
Exactly.
They can't just live like you found them. They got to be making progress.
And that's all back to them understanding, you know, what their real business model is, and is it a job or is it a business?
Right, exactly.
You've got to have a certain amount of profitability to be able to really
continue to grow. Do you recommend personnel additions for them when you go in to solve problems? You also say, look, you need to bring on a person who can help you with this? Or do you guys provide
them? We will come in on a total consultative basis. We had a company that was importing a sports product, and we found that based on their supply chain that they were overpaying by about 60%.
So you not only provide them the capital, you actually help them with the expertise as well.
Yes, yes.
Folks, check it out, CFG.net. That's the website.
CFGroup.net.
CFGroup.net. Hey, Tracy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Always love being here.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.